USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Families of nine victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting have now agreed to a $73 million settlement of a lawsuit against the maker of the rifle used to kill 20 first graders and six educators in 2012. Remington, which made the AR-15 style rifle used in the massacre, also agreed to allow the families to release numerous documents obtained during the lawsuit, including ones showing how it marketed the weapon. The families and a survivor of the shooting sued Remington in 2015, saying the company should have never sold such a dangerous weapon to the public. They said their focus now is on preventing future mass shootings. An American research team believes that they've cured HIV in a woman for the first time. These scientists used a cutting-edge stem cell transplant method they expect will expand the pool of people who can receive similar treatment. As of now, researchers only know of two women whose own immune systems apparently vanquished the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The federal trial in the Ahmaud Arbery case is now underway. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Ken Burns.
Opening arguments have begun in the federal hate crimes trial of the three Georgia men charged in connection with the death of Ahmaud Arbery, the black jogger whose 2020 shooting fueled protest and calls for racial justice. Travis McMichael, his father Greg McMichael, and their neighbor William Rhody Bryan were already convicted during a state murder trial and sentenced to life in prison last month. Only Bryan will have the possibility of parole, but he must serve 30 years before he even has that chance. The federal trial will focus on whether race was a motivating factor in Arbery's killing. From the New York Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
One person has been found dead as authorities search for an airplane carrying eight people that crashed off the North Carolina coast. A Pilatus PC-12 crashed 4 miles east of Drum Inlet, according to the Coast Guard. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are continuing to investigate. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
As mask mandates continue to be dropped around the country, former U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams has some ideas on staying healthy. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pratt.
With new COVID-19 infections dropping fast, many states are going away from the mask and vaccine mandates. Now, former Surgeon General Jerome Adams told Newsmax that his focus is now on helping people make smart decisions to keep themselves safe.
We know that's the direction America is going into. And so what I've been focused on is helping people understand how they can make smart decisions. MTV. Masking if you choose to mask, whether or not there's a mandate or not, testing, prompt treatment, and then vaccinations. Get your vaccine, get your booster.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Maryland's chief medical examiner's office has over 200 bodies needing autopsies and is dealing with the backup by storing many in a Baltimore garage and loading dock. Delegate Kirill Resnick, a Montgomery County Democrat, said the growing number of bodies has been driven by a spike in murders, COVID-19 deaths, and overdoses. Resnick says some remains are being kept on an emergency basis in refrigerated truck trailers. The U.S. National Disaster Medical System is sending at least one worker to Maryland after the state appealed to the Federal Emergency Management Agency for help. Resnick said people who go into the medical field want to heal the living, not work with the dead. State documents show that Maryland health officials have increased salaries to more than $370,000 a year to try to recruit more pathologists. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.